Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Ches. Just a quick review. Rav Sheshes Haviyasim B'Tanisa Kol Mali Yomi D'Pisva. Rav Sheshes would fast every Erev Pesach. So originally the Gemara thought that if he was fasting every Erev Pesach, it must be because he held that the reason that we're not supposed to eat late in the day in Erev Pesach is that you're going to forget to bring your Karban Pesach, and the Yisra really normally starts at Chatzos. But he also held like the Shita that you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach all day long. So that's why he would fast the entire day in Erev Pesach. But then the Gemara says, no, that's not at all why he would fast in Erev Pesach. He fasted in Erev Pesach because he was an Istinus. So for the rest of us, eating a meal from 9 hours and on would make it difficult to eat matzah. He was such an Istinus, he had such a sensitive stomach that if he ate a meal at all on Erev Pesach, it would cause him to have difficulty to eat matzah. Then the Gemara tells us about Haseba. The Mishnah said, no matter how poor a person is, he has to do a seba. So the Gemara has three discussions about a seba. First of all, which parts of the Seder require a seba? So we said, matzah, yes, maror, no. Dalit Kosos, Rav Nachman says yes, and Rav Nachman says no. Two Kosos do require a seba, two Kosos do not require a seba. We're not sure which do, which don't. So the Gemara says, Hashadit Marachi, Vit Marachi, Idi Vidi Boya Seba. So we require a seba for all four Kosos because we're not really sure which way to go, which way Rav Nachman held is really correct. And then the Gemara, the second issue about a seba the Gemara discusses is how to do it, how a person positions his body. So it tells lying on your back is no good. That's definitely not a seba. Hesebis Yamin is because it's dangerous and because it's difficult to eat when you're leaning on your right side because your right hand you're not able to use your right hand to eat. And the third discussion about haseba is who has to do haseba. So the Gemara tells us an isha etzel baila does not require haseba unless she's an isha chashuva, then she does require haseba. Ben etzel aviv, a son by a father, does require haseba, but a talmud by a rebbe does not require haseba unless it's an apprentice by a carpenter or something where it's not a Rebbe in Torah, then he would require a seba. And the Gemara proves from a Braisa that a waiter also has to do a seba. And then the final discussion on the daf is about Dalit Kosos. That women are chayiv in Dalit Kosos because they were also involved in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara records a Braisa that tells us a lot of details about Dalit Kosos. Number one, that it needs to be a mezigas kos yafa. So it needs to have a quarter of a revius of pure wine, 3/4 of water, a proper dilution, and the total amount is to have all four kosos have a full revius of a combination of water and wine. Rav Yudah says it has to have tam and mare yayin, based on the pasuk that refers to wine as being red. So Rav Yudah says the wine has to taste like wine, it has to look like wine. I think Mara goes through a number of different ways of drinking wine where you're partially yotzei the mitzvah. A person drinks the wine undiluted, so he fulfills the mitzvah of yayin, but not the mitzvah of cherus. If a person drinks all the wine bebas achas, all together at one time, fulfills the mitzvah of yayin, but not the mitzvah of dalet kosos. And then the final discussion of the Gemara is that Tanu Rabbanan kol chayavim barbara kol salalu echad anashim echad anashim echad tinokos. Everyone's chayav. Tanakama holds everyone, men, women, and children are chayav in dalet kosos. Rabbi, this is children. What are children going to get out of dalet kosos? It's not going to be very helpful to them at all. Rather, the children should get candies. We should give it, not candies, the Gemara says nuts, but that was the olden version of candies, that they shouldn't fall asleep, they should want to ask questions. So the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lezer says, that chotfin matzos pleli psachim, they would snatch matzos from each other and not have to stay there in order to keep the children entertained. And Rabbi Akiva didn't leave the Beis Medrash very often, but one of the 2 days of the year that he would leave the Beis Medrash early was on Erev Pesach to make sure that the kids are well rested so that they'll be able to stay up for the Seder.